This is KGOU. I'm Kurt Gwartney. Today's edition of the Journal Record newspaper reveals that improper construction and violation of building codes led to the destruction of two more elementary schools when a tornado hit on May 20th last year. I talked with a reporter on this story, M. Scott Carter. The information in a soon-to-be-released report obtained by the Journal Record shows a shocking lack of standard building practices in both Briarwood and Plaza Towers elementary schools. As M. Scott Carter writes, the teachers, staff, and students sought shelter from the violent tornado, but instead of protecting them, Briarwood Elementary was left in a pile of rubble, and Plaza Towers became a death trap.
The engineer told me on the record, odds are, if the schools had been built properly, the walls would not have fallen.
The engineer is Chris Ramsayer. He's associate professor of civil engineering at the University of Oklahoma and a nationally recognized expert on the use of concrete. Ramsayer was part of a team asked to look into the destruction of the two schools. Carter says the engineer's testimony before a state legislative panel piqued his interest into why the buildings failed.
What happened is last fall, a state representative had an interim study about tornadoes. You know, we've talked about tornadoes since May. A professor of engineering came and spoke, and he gave a presentation about the path and the velocity and how all that's determined. And then near the end of the presentation, he talked about the Briarwood School and more and about how poorly it was constructed. And that struck a chord with me, and I tracked him down later and have spent a lot of time talking to him.
Carter says what Ramsayer and his colleagues saw by examining Briarwood's rubble and photos from Plaza Towers was shocking.
What surprised me, both schools, you know, we're talking about the Briarwood School and the Plaza Towers School. The engineers got to examine the rubble at Briarwood. So they saw a first-hand account. It was almost a forensic look at the rubble of the school. And what is really surprising is just how poorly that school was built. There were huge steel structures that weren't even attached to the masonry walls. The walls weren't reinforced. It literally, when I described it to the family member of one of the victims from Plaza Towers, she said it was a house of cards. And that's a good way to describe it. One piece fell apart and it caused all sorts of other components of the building to fail. They were not able to examine the rubble at Plaza Towers because that rubble had been cleaned up very quickly. But we have photographs from that, and we have photographs that show the wall structure and how they were attached, and they show the same problem. In the case of Briarwood, we discovered that the school was originally designed by the Oklahoma City firm RGDC, and that was the same firm that designed the Oklahoma County Jail, several buildings for the FAA, the Lake Hefner Water Treatment Plant. They also did Westmore High School and Bodine Elementary in Oklahoma City. And RGDC, about 12 years after they did the Briarwood project, the three of the founders of that company were cited in court for practicing beyond the scope of their competencies by two licensing boards. And the architect whose stamp is on the RGDC plans was ordered by the state civil engineering board to cease and desist practicing civil engineering without a license.
Another issue Carter found in his reporting is that responsibility for inspecting a school building's structural skeleton is ultimately up to a third party hired by the builder.
It's really interesting that there's a big circle with everyone pointing to someone else.
That's M. Scott Carter, the State Capitol Bureau Chief for the Journal Record newspaper. You can find an overview of his story and links to the full article. It's online at kgou.org. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.